Hear what's going on in your community. Stay tuned to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, presented by Professional Floor Covering.
Welcome to Community Comment with Terry Bell on 95.3 WBEV, presented by Professional Floor Covering, a locally owned Abbey Design Center located at 713 Park Ave in Beaver Dam. Randy and his team are here to help you design the perfect space. They have over 1,000 samples of carpet, LVP, hardwood, tile, area rugs, and window finishings. It's so much more than floors. They have a wide selection of kitchen and bathroom countertops, cabinets, tile, shower inserts, and more. Speaking of cabinetry, they also have cabinetry as you want your kitchen cabinetry to not only look beautiful, but to last for years to come. Partner with top brands to offer unrivaled quality and craftsmanship. From traditional to modern kitchen, their cabinetry team is here to help you inspire and create your dream kitchen. Call 920-887-8341 or go to proflr.com for all your needs. Here is Community Comment with Terry Bell.
Thank you so much, Ashley. And this is a special Veterans Day edition of Community Comments. In just a little bit, we're going to be talking with some representatives of the American Legion Auxiliary. That's in the second half of the program after the news. The first half of our program, we're delighted to be joined by Jeff Krako of the Beaver Dam Detachment of the Marine Corps League.
Correct.
And Jeff, thanks so much for being with us today on Community Comment.
It's my pleasure to be here.
The week has already been quite busy with commemorations, and they're not over yet, are they?
No, there aren't. There's birthday balls going again Saturday, this coming Saturday. We had ours last week, and Marines do it up big.
Yeah, for sure. And we should mention to anyone not familiar, in addition to it being Veterans Day today, this week also is the 250th anniversary of the founding of the Marine Corps.
Correct. I was yesterday. We're in the Capitol Rotunda for a cake-cutting ceremony at noon yesterday with about 150 Marines showing up there. It was a good time. We had some great speakers. It was just a lot of fun. And like I said, last week, Saturday, we had our birthday ball in Columbus. There was a big one in Milwaukee with 1,000 people attending that one. And Columbus, we had just under 100, so we felt pretty good about that because Columbus isn't that big. So we were happy, and we had a good speaker there too, and just always have fun.
100 people sounds like a good turnout to me, I'd say. For listeners who may not know, tell us a bit about what the Marine Corps League is and what it does.
Well, the Marine Corps League was founded in 1923 by General Lejeune. And he thought, you know, Marines being Marines, they like to gather together. And he thought, well, let's get a group together and help people. And so our main focus, of course, is Marines and their families. But we help all veterans and families. And we give to a lot of different organizations that help veterans. Pre-COVID years, we were averaging $10,000 a year. And for our little detachment of about 28 people, I felt pretty good about that. We're still trying to recover from COVID. We're not quite up to that 10,000 again, but we're getting there. We'll get there.
Mm-hmm. What sorts of things do you do to raise that money and distribute that money?
Well, the biggest thing we do is we do a brat fry. Next year's going to be the third Saturday of every month, April through October in Columbus. And it used to be the second, but one guy was always camping on the second week, and he said, if you make it a third, I can help. Well, it's getting to the point we need more help. So, okay, we're changing to the third Saturday of every month, April through October, at Chester Bandits BP in Columbus. So it's pretty good, and we always have a good turnout, and people support us really well.
And then you raise that money for the brat fry. Then what goes about the process of distributing it to those in need?
Well, if a veteran comes to us and they need help, we will help them after we vet them, of course, because there's always people coming up and saying, hey, I'm a veteran, I need help, and they're not. You know, it's sad to say, but that's the way the world is these days. And so we try to help them as much as we can, and we've put ramps in people's houses so they could get into their house, and that's actually kind of a fun project. We all get together and start pounding things together, and it's a good time, and we know we're helping somebody. So
okay, excellent. That's a great example. What are some of the biggest challenges that Marines and other veterans face transitioning to civilian life?
It's a mindset. And I know previously, before we came on, they were talking about how to react to a veteran or something. If you get a veteran talking, let him talk. You know, it's just sometimes they got to get things out. Sometimes they don't want to open up. And, you know, you just, as long as they're talking, let them talk, because they may get something off their chest in 82. We try to help them find jobs. I used to get a lot of emails for job openings, specifically for veterans, because there's a lot of places that want to help veterans out. So we just, and that's a big challenge. And then getting them reoriented with their family, too, is another big thing, because they've been away for a while, you know, especially if they're deployed. And, you know, a lot of times that's a 13-month away from your family, and then your spouse is running the household, and then you come back in and want to run the household, and wait a minute, that's not the way we do it anymore. You know, so you gotta be patient with them.
Certainly. I don't want to put you on the spot, but can you think of any sort of memorable moment or lesson from your service that has stayed with you throughout your life?
I have a lot of memories. Some of them I cannot share here, but it's just good. And I guess one of the biggest things Marines learn anyway is we eat fast, because we have no idea when we're going to have to be doing something else. You sleep when you can, and you eat as fast as you can so that you can get food, and otherwise you're out the door and headed somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. You know, the Marine Corps, probably among all the service branches of the service, is maybe the most unique in its culture. And, you know, it's known for its core values, honor, courage, and commitment. How do you think those values show up in the daily lives of Marine Corps veterans?
Well, one, when the Marine Corps League is not well known. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to get the name out there. And I've met a number of Marines that have never heard of the Marine Corps League. But once they find them and they gather together, we honor each other. You know, we're Semper Fidelis, always faithful. We're faithful to each other. We're faithful to our country. We're hopefully faithful to our spouses. You know, sometimes, again, when you've been gone, that can be kind of tough. And it causes some tension. We've always are committed to each other. I say we are committed, or maybe some of us should be. But it's just a good time that we have. And when we gather, we gather for fun and camaraderie.
We're talking to Jeff Krako of the Marine Corps League Detachment based in Beaver Dam. Jeff himself is from Columbus. We need to take a break right now, but when we come back, we'll talk more about getting the word out about the Marine Corps League and how any Marine Corps veterans listening right now can get involved. First, this break, we'll be right back.
Here's the kick, and it is short and to the left. And the Eagles have defeated the Packers by the score of 10-7.
After another ugly loss to the Eagles at Lambeau Field, the Green Bay Packers head out to New York to take on the Giants in the Big Apple. Coverage begins at 10 a.m. The kickoff is set for noon on Sunday on your home for Green Bay Packers football, 95.3 WBEV.
So much to see. McKinstry's Home Furnishings. So much to save. McKinstry's Home Furnishings.
Is your dining room set ready for the holidays or even just Friday night dinner? At McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam, we believe every meal deserves a beautiful setting. From classic wood to modern designs, find the table that fits your style and your guest list. Whether you're gathering for a family feast or hosting game night with friends, our tables are built to bring people together. McKinstry's is having a dining room and kitchen set sale until Thanksgiving. You will find department-sized drop-leaf tables or large rectangular tables with leaves. High dining sets are also available. We offer wood or laminate top dining sets. Choose from a variety of styles. McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam, where memories are made, one meal at a time.
Year after year, McKinstry's.
On Veterans Day and every day, the entire team at the YMCA pauses to honor and thank those who have served our country. Your courage and dedication have protected our freedoms, and your sacrifices have not gone unnoticed. We are forever grateful. The Y is committed to supporting our military and their families, offering a place to connect, recharge, and thrive. You always have a place there. Thank you for your service and for the example of integrity and resilience you set for us all. Happy Veterans Day from your friends at the YMCA. Winter in Wisconsin, that delightful time of year when the chill in the air sticks around and not feeling your toes is as routine as your social media posts that say, hashtag winter stinks. But how often do you think ahead about the furnace that heats your home? Imagine it's 5 below 0 and your furnace decides to take a permanent vacation. Doesn't the thought send shivers down your spine? Don't wait until that happens. Visit Chad and his team at Air Care in Beaver Dam. Ask them about the advanced modulating furnace from Carrier. This Carrier furnace efficiently sips gas only as needed at any outdoor temperature, saving you money by using less gas. Who wouldn't love having the peace of mind, comfort, and savings of a modulating furnace from Carrier? Be sure to turn to the experts, AirCare and Carrier. Check them out at aircareinc.com and like them on Facebook or give them a call at 920-356-8860.
They keep you informed on the Dodge County landscape. We keep the inside of your home looking great. Professional Floor Covering welcomes you to the next segment of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Community Comment. Here is Terry Bell.
Thank you so much, Ashley. We're talking to Jeff Krako of the Marine Corps League Detachment based in Beaver Dam on the special edition of Community Comment on Veterans Day. Maybe you have a question or a comment for me or Jeff. Go ahead and give us a call or a text at 920-887-8585, or you can call our studio line at 885-4446. Jeff, I thought we'd take this segment here to promote the league. You were saying before we went to break that even Marine Corps veterans here in Dodge County aren't aware that the Marine Corps League exists.
That's right. There's plenty of Marines that don't know we exist. We're trying to get our name out there, but in fact, we were going to get into the casket races this year just to get our name out there, but we didn't have time to build a casket.
So okay.
we kind of bowed out. But
next year.
Well, we're hoping for next year, but I didn't know with the accident that happened this year if there's going to be a little change in things. So, because okay. Somebody did take a tumble. But we tried to get out in the communities helping people. Like I mentioned earlier about building ramps for people. Veterans are first and foremost on our minds. But with that, I brought a list of what we have given to in the past because we like to help veterans. We've given to the Badger Honor Flight, dogs to dog tags, helping veterans get a dog for comfort, for support. The holiday wreaths that go around veteran cemeteries for Christmas. We've given the Horicon Hunt for Heroes is a big event that a lot of veterans get to enjoy that. Some of them are hunting for the first time there, and they just have a real blast. We help the Memorial Day Committee here in Beaver Dam as well as in Columbus. The Purple Heart Riders, and we had a big event a few years ago, was a Purple Heart Memorial Day that they set aside because the Purple Heart recipients are the only ones that are not listed as recipients of major medals. And so we got that, and it got passed, so that was good. And we give to the Semper Fi Fund, which is the Marine Corps version of Wounded Warrior. And it's not that they help only Marines. They will help all veterans, but it's just like us. If it comes between a soldier and a Marine, well, we're going to give to the Marine first, and just because that's who we help. Sierra Delta is another dog group that helps dogs for comfort and support. Hogs for Heroes is a group that gives a motorcycle to a veteran, and I think they're on their 65th free motorcycle to a veteran, and that's only been a few years that they've been doing that. And Young Marines is a group that is, I forgot the age they start at, but they are what they call it, Boy Scouts on steroids. You know, it's to get kids off of drugs. I mean, if they're doing drugs, they're kicked out and stuff. It gives them something to do, but they work hard at it. Mm-hmm. The Marine Corps Foundation, which, again, is another part of the Marines that give to veterans. So we try to help as much as we can where we can. And like I said, if you have something you need, get a hold of me. My number's 920-210-2388. I'm not afraid to give it out. It's spread out all over the place, and people have called me for the Marine Corps birth. They've got my number somehow, so it's apparently out there.
Okay. Well, that's good to know, because I think I think Marine Corps veterans, as you've mentioned, are interested once they're aware that the Legion exists. I mean, I'm a civilian, so I wouldn't know, but I would think maybe, when a person has completed their service and they're getting their honorable discharge, maybe that would be like some of the information they could get when they return to civilian life, that be making them aware of the fact that the Marine Corps Legion exists.
Well, they are starting to get better at it when people are discharged, but it still takes a while, and there's other. I mean, the American Legion and the VFW are much more popular. They've been around a lot longer, but the Marine Corps League is basically for Marines, which does make a difference too. You're not working with other because all the branches give each other guff. but it's fun, and it's camaraderie. We know that if I'm there and standing next to a soldier, he's got my back, I got his. It doesn't matter what branch you're in. We take care of each other.
Mm-hmm. Certainly. So how often do you get together as a group?
We meet once a month, the first Monday of every month, at the Veterans Center here in Beaver Dam. And we just have a good time. And then, like I said, we do our brat fries the third Saturday of every month, April through October. We also have a Rose program where once in a while you may see a Marine Corps League member sitting outside like Fleet Farm or something with roses, and you can donate to that. And they say, how much for a rose? Well, whatever you want to give. That's up to you. Now, our brat fries, we charge for our food. We have a price, but we have a tip jar too if you feel like being generous. And right now our tips are going – Columbus has a Veterans Memorial in Fireman's Park, but it's not handicap accessible. So I'm trying to find somebody to help build a concrete ramp, and it's hard getting bids. I know there's some concrete companies that have to be listening now that maybe can help us out. Again, get a hold of me. I'm willing, and we work hard at it, and there's pavers in there, with their names on, just like park here in the cemetery here in town. Except you guys have a vertical wall. Ours is horizontal on top of the monument. And we've had to lift – I made up a little program for dedicating a paver when somebody has one. And we've had to lift the veteran up the steps to get him there. It'd be a lot easier. We're getting older. We can't lift as much as we used to. So it'd be nice to have a ramp in there. And then their handicapped family members can go see it too. I've seen a lot of people up there looking for a name. It's pretty neat.
Yeah, have you had sent anybody on honors flights lately? Those generate a lot of excitement.
We haven't. I think I'm the last one from our detachment to go, and I went, and I think it was 2019. But because Dodge County had a flight that year, and I live in Dodge County. I'm in Columbus, but I'm in Dodge County, so I got to go, and it was pretty neat. But I've been involved in it a lot, and I knew everything that was going on, but still. I'll tell you what, when they have mail call on the trip home, I knew about it and still brought tears to my eyes. It's just an awesome thing. And I
describe that for the folks listening, what that's all about.
Well, they try to make it like you're returning home from a deployment, from war. And so they have mail call, and when you're in the military, they call mail call, they call your name and throw you an envelope, and it was just packed. You open it up, and what they do is they try to surprise the veterans because their escort will contact family members and community members and ask them to write a letter for this veteran. I just wrote one for a guy that went Saturday, the manager at the Quick Trip in Columbus. His dad went, and he's a Marine. And so they asked me if I'd write a letter, and I sure as I sure did.
Well, I'll bet you did.
I also included a couple of coins. We do challenge coins. And that's kind of a neat thing, too. There's a lot of challenge coins around now. People are doing it all over. But if you have a challenge coin, and if you're brave enough to put it on the bar and challenge people, if everybody else has a coin, you're buying the round. But if somebody doesn't, they buy the round.
Oh, I see.
So it's pretty neat. It's fun. We do it out of fun, too. We don't do it to try to get anybody broke or anything. It's just fun to do.
Fair enough.
And I've been to VFWs that if you slam the coin down, you're buying.
Oh.
You place it down. You don't treat their bar bad.
Oh, okay. That's good to know. We just have a minute or two left in the segment, I guess. You know, today is Veterans Day. Why do you feel that it's important to take 24 hours, especially to give our veterans this kind of commemoration?
Well, one of the speeches I heard, I think it was yesterday in the Capitol, the guy asked his dad why he joined. He said, I joined for you and your sister so that you can continue having the freedoms that we have today. And I think that's the biggest thing. Every veteran was willing to lay down their life so that we can continue to have these freedoms. And I think it's really important to let veterans know that you appreciate that.
Very good. Well said. And we'll leave it on that note as we thank you very much, Jeff Krakow, for coming on to Community Comment to talk about Veterans Day and the Marine Corps League in particular.
It's my pleasure. And again, anybody out there wants to join, 920-210-2388.
Very good. We're going to take a break for the news. When we come back, we'll talk to members of the American Legion Auxiliary about the good work that they do in Dodge County. Don't go away. You're listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Between all the holiday parties,
weekend tailgates,
and family get-togethers. Oh, they're here. Hey, who needs something to drink?
We've been overindulging a little more than usual. Thank goodness we both added Active Liver to our diets to give our livers some much-needed support so we have the energy we need to enjoy the holidays.
Active Liver from New Nordic contains a powerful blend of turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract designed to give your liver maximum protection and help it do vital jobs like removing toxins from alcohol, rich foods, and sweets.
Try Active Liver today and enjoy all the holiday treats with the peace of mind of knowing you're giving your liver some relief.
Find Active Liver online at Amazon, Vitacost.com, or iHerb.com. Or pick it up today at CVS, Meijer Grocery, or ShopRite. Enjoy life to the fullest with Active Liver.
Catch Z's with Slumberland and catch all the excitement happening at 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, on now at the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston on a windy day in Northern Virginia. President Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance are at Arlington National Cemetery. They've just laid a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier in honor of Veterans Day. The Senate holding a 60-40 vote last night to pass a short-term spending bill that would reopen the federal government. Next up, ABC's Stephen Portnoy says it'll be voted on in the House.
Democratic House Leader Hakeem Jeffries says his members will fight the bill. But given that 8 Senate Democrats voted to pass it, at least some in the House are expected to cross the aisle to send it to the president's desk. The measure would fund agencies through the end of January and require any federal workers laid off during the shutdown to be reinstated. Drawing most Democrats' ire, the bill does not extend expiring COVID-era tax credits that have made health insurance exchange plans more affordable.
Some of those Democrats who did cross the aisle say SNAP recipients and federal workers were being hurt too badly by the shutdown. This is ABC News.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell. President Trump is pardoning Wisconsin Republicans who tried to overturn the 2020 presidential election. Lawyers Kenneth Chesbro and Jim Troupas hatched a plan to submit slates of false Republican electors in swing states to swing the election for President Trump. Chesbro, Troupas, and Michael Roman still face possible criminal charges in state court. A Fond du Lac man could spend decades in prison for setting fire to Congressman Glenn Grothman's district office in January. Prosecutors say Caden Stakowitz is pleading no contest to one count of arson. Investigators say Stakowitz was angry over Grothman's support of a short-lived TikTok ban. He'll be sentenced on March 5th. Two people are okay after a fire destroyed their mobile home. It happened yesterday morning just north of Beaver Dam. Crews say flames were shooting from the back of the home when they got there. The Red Cross is helping the victims. Investigators are looking into how it started. Seven people died in Wisconsin house fires last week. Fire inspectors say those deaths were likely preventable. The Wisconsin State Fire Inspectors Association is urging people to check smoke alarms, close bedroom doors at night, and plan an escape route to stay safe. Today is Veterans Day. Many communities in Wisconsin are holding special observances and other events. Federal services and post offices are closed. Restaurants and stores are offering discounts and free items to veterans and active duty military personnel. I'm Terry Bell, reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at dailydodge.com.
Overcast skies today with daytime highs approaching 40. Southwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows level off around 33. Sunshine expected tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 49. Dry with temps a bit above average Thursday and Friday, and highs from the low 50s to the mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Right now, 32.
Meet Bob.
Hello.
Bob used to spend every day and night frustrated dealing with this squeaky, ugly, dysfunctional garage door and opener. But one day, Bob grew wise.
One day, my friend recommended that I call Hometown Glass and Improvement. Now, I have a brand new garage door that's both reliable and beautiful.
But Bob still has one regret. He wishes he got this done sooner. Don't be like Bob. Call Hometown Glass and Improvement at 887-3757 or visit online at hometownglass.com.
He scores! Wow! He ripped one over the glove of Heaney!
It's on! In America's college hockey capital.
Empty net goal at the horn. Badgers finish Michigan.
Badger hockey lives here.
This is Brian Posick. Join me for Wisconsin Badger men's hockey all season long on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
This Thanksgiving at Total Wine & More, find bourbons and cabernets that you adore. Our helpful guides are so friendly and nice. So many bottles to try at the lowest price. So gather with friends as you sit down to eat. Grateful for all who made Thanksgiving complete.
With curbside pickup available and the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Orthopedic pain shouldn't disrupt every part of your life. You sit out when others head out. You find yourself saying, not today, when you really wish you could say yes. Make a change. Marshfield Clinic Orthopedics and Sports Medicine can guide you through a full scope of orthopedic care. We have surgical and non-surgical treatment options to get you back in action. No referral needed, because life is better with the freedom to move. Marshfield Clinic Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Call us today.
These are the happenings in your community. Thank you for joining this edition of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, presented by Professional Floor Covering.
And welcome back to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, presented in part by McKinstry's Home Furnishings. If you close your doors in your home when company comes because of your inferior interior, McKinstry's Home Furnishing can help. They will be happy to sit down with you, discuss your decorating ideas, and formulate a complete plan for any and all the rooms in your home. Just bring them the measurements and pictures of your room, determine any items you wish to keep, then they can discuss your paint colors, furniture styles, area rugs, and accessories. Combining your ideas and their expertise, you will achieve the room plan you desire while working within your budget. That's all there is to it. Stop in and see them today at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam, where customer matters and quality counts. Here is Terry Bell.
Thank you very much, Ashley. We're back for part two of our very special Veterans Day edition of Community Comment. If you have a question or a comment for our guests or myself, go ahead and give us a call or a text at 920-887-8585, or you can call our studio line at 885-4446. And we're very pleased to be joined for the second half of this program by Lois Levenhagen and Sandy Nesper of the American Legion Auxiliary. Ladies, thanks for being on with us on Community Comments.
Thank you, Terry, yes.
Nice to have you here. So tell us a little bit, for anyone listening who may not be familiar, what it is that the American Legion Auxiliary is and what it does.
Well, we're veterans, or spouses of the veterans, basically. Most of us are. To be part of the American Legion Auxiliary, you have to have a spouse or a grandfather or father or a brother or sister or somebody that was in the military in order to join. If they are deceased, if it's the only one you have, you can still join by just showing their DD-214. And we're a service group that we do a lot of projects to get some money in that, and we help the veterans out in lots and lots of things. And we'll be talking about a bunch of them today. And it's not only the veterans, but we also help their families, and we also do things for in the community also.
What sorts of things does the auxiliary help out with?
Well, one of our big projects is we collect non-perishable foods at our Christmas party that's coming up. And then we also collect aluminum cans, and if they're crushed, we get more for them. And we also have the pull tabs. So if you collect them at home, all you have to do is bring them up to the Veterans Center and just drop them off. They'll know to put them in the canteen because that's where they put it in for us auxiliary ladies and stuff. And then we have different scholarships we do. And now, of course, we have Poppy Days. And there's a whole gamut of programs that Sandy will talk about where it goes to and everything and how much some of them cost or how much we donated for that. And then another big project we have is we help out the kids up at the Army Reserve Center for the kids whose parents are part of that. And like at Christmas, we always give them gift cards and a small gift of some sort at Christmas time. So we're working on that right now. And then Easter time, we made last year was it 21 or 22 20? Easter baskets, with a lot of toys and games and books and pencils, and, of course, lots of candy. And, in fact, we had gotten a little bit too much, so we bagged the rest of it and we gave it to the reservists then, so they had something out of it, too. And then this fall here now, there were seven families having a hard time buying school supplies for their kids. So there were six or seven of them, was it? Yeah. And then we gave them... Was it $50? Yeah, $50 gift cards for Walmart that they could go and get their school supplies. So we helped out a lot. And then also right now we're also collecting, we have a program called Give 10 for Education. And that's where we're collecting 10 items of one thing for school supplies. And we've gone now through all the schools within the Beaver Dam District. So we're starting at the beginning of the list where we started a couple years ago. It is Jefferson School. And we contacted them to see what they needed. And, of course, you get your pencils and your papers and 10 and folders and stuff, and it's give 10 because you give 10 pencils, 10 folders, and things. And we work with the K-4 to fourth grade. And then we found out a couple years at some of the schools, the kids, the little ones have accidents at school. And, of course, they don't have a change of clothes. So we've been also collecting this smaller sizes in the panties and sweatpants so that they can get a fresh cut set of clothes on it. And the teachers, a lot of times these kids, they, first of all, families probably weren't able to afford it, or they lose it, or they used it all up, and then they sit there in class and they don't have any. So the teachers always have a supply closet and stuff, and a lot of the times they pay for that out of their own pockets. Because the budgets at school, you know how that is, they're limited and they can't get extras. So that's how we help out these teachers, is by donating all these pencils and stuff. And if there's anybody in the community that wants to help, and actually this year they were looking for erasers and markers for the whiteboards, and then the kids all are given out Chromebooks, but then they need some sort of a headset, and some of them are breaking down or they forgot them or something, and so they want some extra ones of them. And there's some whiteout tape. I don't know what that's used for. Right. But they had that on the list. Yes. And there was another thing. And also they need Kleenexes, you know, stuff like that. So if anybody in the community would want to donate anything, or even give us a gift card, we could do the shopping if we don't have enough of something. Just drop it off up at the Legion to say to give it to us ladies, and we'll take care of it because we'll be delivering them probably later this month.
Okay. When is the building open, or how do they get in touch with you if people do want to give donations?
The building is open up most days. It's all volunteers. And Diane's the building manager, and she's generally there around 10 o'clock in the morning till about 2 in the afternoon. And if you need to call, if you want to find out, to make sure she's there, because, you have doctor's appointments or something else, too, or something else, event she has to go to. The phone number is very easy to remember, 920-887-7777.
That is
easy. It is easy, yep. And if she doesn't answer, she could be on the phone or whatever, just leave a detailed message in your phone number, and she'll get back to you.
Very good. Right. And Sandy, I think you had some information to share with us.
Oh, I do. I'm the treasurer for the auxiliary. They elected me, and this is my first year.
Yeah.
And I also do membership. So I think I would like to address membership first.
Absolutely.
Our auxiliary has 78 members in 2025, and we're starting to pay up for our memberships and become the active membership for 2026. And we have a goal again for 2026 for 78, and we have 42 paid memberships so far. And we're encouraging our membership to try to pay by Christmas so that we can get it into our two district and have our count the best that we can have it by January 1st. And I'd like to say that we have, our active members that come every once a month to our meetings, and then they donate their time generously for all of our events and projects. But we have a lot of senior members that maybe can't come to the meetings on a regular basis or whatever, but they're very, very supportive with making cookies or such for our different events as needed. They also might volunteer in other places. And we record our volunteer hours and keep track of them. And at the end of the year, we turn them in so that we get
points.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For those donation hours, we get credit for them. And so so any age can belong to our membership. And I want to say, as a newer member, Lois contacted me several times, and when I came to the first meeting, the overwhelm, friendship, and welcoming that I received from the members, I knew I wanted to be a part of this. And then during the first couple meetings, I learned all the activities that these ladies were doing and how busy they were, and I wanted to donate my time to the veterans. I'm married to a disabled veteran. And so I'm pleased that I joined, and I'm sure other people could come and see us and hear us and find out about our mission, and I'm sure they'll want to become part of us.
So once again, how would anyone like to get in touch if they're interested and they're eligible to become a member of the auxiliary?
Either one of us, too.
Right. They can contact Lois, our president. Mm-hmm. And your phone number,
it's 920-887-0642.
Right. And I'm the head of the members part, and my name is Sandy, and my phone number is from West Coast phone number. I'm from the West Coast. It's 360-367-0503. And if I don't answer, please leave a message and I will call you back.
Oh. Yeah,
and if you'd like to just come to our meeting, we meet the second Tuesday of every month. And we have a luncheon that starts about 6:15, and the actual meeting starts at 7. Mm-hmm. But please come and take a look at us, and you'll see that we do good things, and you'll probably want to donate the extra time you have with us.
Certainly. Yep. Speaking of time, we need to take a break right here, but we will be right back. You're listening to a special Veterans Day edition of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
On Veterans Day and every day, the entire team at the YMCA pauses to honor and thank those who have served our country. Your courage and dedication have protected our freedoms, and your sacrifices have not gone unnoticed. We are forever grateful. The Y is committed to supporting our military and their families, offering a place to connect, recharge, and thrive. You always have a place there. Thank you for your service and for the example of integrity and resilience you set for us all. Happy Veterans Day from your friends at the YMCA.
Hey, hey, it's Stacy with Slumberland. Beaver Dam in Watertown. Our Black Friday sale is running all month long, and you can save big. Shop with up to 60% off of list prices in-store and online. That means you can get Black Friday deals early. You don't have to wait until Black Friday. Shop our lowest prices ever with the Ryle sofa as little as $339. Or this Mahoney chaise sectional. So an entire sectional for our Black Friday sale for as little as $799. Or check out the Fraun reclining sofa, dual reclining on both sides and available in two color options for as little as $499. We have Sealy mattresses, Lazy Boys, Lazy Boy sofas, dual power reclining sofas, and dining sets on sale all month long for our Black Friday special. So shop local and save big with their Black Friday sale running all month long. Stacy with Slumberland, Beaver Dam and Watertown.
Bring home the comfort you've been dreaming of at Slumberland Furniture of Beaver Dam and Watertown.
Oh, I'm so sad. I'm Wally, and I'm just so sad.
What's got you feeling so down, Wally?
Oh, hey, Randy from Professional Floor Covering. I spent my new radio money on a mansion, but the floors look like a bad Facebook Marketplace ad. How am I supposed to spend all winter staring at this?
Well, wipe those tears, my dear Wally. At Professional Floor Covering, we have the perfect solution for your mansion mayhem. Like a wide selection of carpet, hardwood, laminate, LVP tile, and more. We'll measure and provide the design suggestions, all at prices you'll love. Need more than flooring? Get brand new cabinets and countertops, or a luxurious shower or tub conversion. Professional Floor Covering has everything you need to transform your space before you're shut in for the winter.
Randy, you're a hero!
That's quite the exaggeration, Wally. But when it comes to the selection at Professional Floor Covering, there's no embellishment when we say we'll find you everything. Just visit proflr.com or our showroom in Beaver Dam today and see for yourself.
After a crash with a semi-truck, everything can change instantly. At Gruber Law Offices, we have the knowledge and experience to make sure you're protected. And we're here to help whenever you need us. Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all.
Providing this community beautiful floors and so much more, the team at Professional Floor Covering can't wait to connect with our friends through today's community comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV. Here is Terry Bell.
Thank you so much, Ashley. We are talking to Lois Levenhagen and Sandy Nesper of the American Legion Auxiliary in Beaver Dam about all the good work that they do for veterans and their families and the entire community. If you have a question or a comment, we invite you to call or text 920-887-8585, or you can give us a call at the studio line at 885-4446. Now, to sum up quickly, the auxiliary is for the spouses of military veterans, and that could be men as well as women, since plenty of women are serving.
Right. Yes. Sandy was talking about the hours and stuff. We keep track of that, and We're the only veterans organizations, the Legion Auxiliary, that was developed by Congress.
Mm.
So when we needed to change, like, the eligibility for the men, because years ago they only were allowed to join the Legion was because they went in a wartime or a conflict of some sort. And there was a lot of them that fell in between. They wanted to do something, but they weren't in wartime. So that's where some of these other veterans groups have been developed over time. And we keep track of our hours because that's all reported to Congress, what we all do for the veterans. And if you ever see something get changed or help any of the services of the veterans, there is, it's not just the Army, it's everything, you'll notice 9 out of 10 times that the national officers for the Legion is always in the background when the president signs the bill, because we have a lot of pull for what we do and also turning in all our hours. And actually being just a member, it makes a difference too, because being a membership counts points for us too towards Congress and stuff. So if a member can't come to the meetings, like Sandy was saying before, but they help out a lot of things in the background, you know, bake sales or show up to help when we have, you know, bingo or something going on where we're serving food net. They're there to help.
Mm-hmm. Right. But I guess also, too, if you're a man and your wife has served in the military, you can be active in the auxiliary as well.
Yes. I think it was 2019. Congress finally, you know, a lot of other groups were being changed, and they said, why weren't we? We have to go through Congress. It's got to become a bill, and it's got to be passed and then signed. And I think it was 2019 where it was changed. So if there is a female veteran, her male spouse may join us. And we have two men in our group.
Great. Yeah. And I suppose their contributions are terrific and quite welcome.
Yeah, they're more in the background doing some of the things. They're on the elderly side, you know, but it counts for us, and we enjoy seeing them when they come to things and stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We have youth also memberships.
Yeah. Yeah. You can, a lot of grandmas sign up their grandkids right away when they're born, you know, and stuff. I signed up my granddaughter, and she was, I think, was 8 or 9 when I finally did. And she went to Badger Girls last year and stuff, yeah.
That's right. In fact, Badger Girls State, that happens at Ripon College every summer, if I'm not mistaken.
And it's not Ripon.
No?
I can't even, my mind went
I'm away. Thinking of a different...
Yeah, the boys go to Ripon.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a total blank.
Don't worry.
The forms yesterday in the mail for this year, and it's still $500 for the week. And it's at Oshkosh.
Okay.
And so the high schools should have gotten, the local high schools, we work with Beaver Dam High School, and we also work with Randolph because they don't have an auxiliary there. So we've worked with Randolph. And last year we had 5 Badger Girls go. Our unit sponsored one, but the other 4, we have different businesses in town, and they also were sponsorships. They paid the $500. So that's why we were able to send that many girls, the Badger Girls. So the school should get their information. They'll contact basically all the junior girls at the high schools and get them to sign up, and then we select one and do all the paperwork and get it all sent in, money sent in, and everything else. And they come back and they've learned a lot. It's a leadership program.
That's it.
Right.
It is.
Yeah.
Very good. There was also another opportunity if, say, people just in the general public want to be helpful. You're putting on a craft fair later this month, and people certainly can come and be generous at the craft fair.
Yep. It's going to be a first annual, hopefully. It goes over good. And it's our first year, so probably will be some more changes and more things added to. But we only have a booth or two left yet. But, no, on the 22nd of January, it's going to be from 9 to 3. It's up at the Veterans Center, and it's handicap accessible. It's all one level, so people come and shop. And we were setting up the tables and measuring the other day, and we're going to make sure there's plenty of room. So if somebody has canes or walkers or whatever, they can get amongst with the vendors, and they can go do some Christmas shopping.
Yeah, that'd be a great opportunity. And right. I'm guessing the money raised goes to the charitable works that the auxiliary does.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and we have a whole list of things that we give charities to. I can read a bunch of them off for you.
By all means.
Okay. Well, we also give money like to the Badger Honor Flight, of course, and that's from the Poppy Fund. And then there's a whole list of things that get sent to state and national, which helps, you know, the organizations on the group. And Sandy can read those off later on. We have the M. Louise Scholarship, and we have and that's for someone that already has started school and in later in life need to go back again, and they can get a loan through them, and it's payable back. And then we have the Memorial Day Committee. We put on the memorial service here in town, and so we always have help out with that. The Beaver Dam High School, we always give an award and some money to the Female Athlete of the Year. We've done that for many years. And then we also have the Past President Parlay. Like, I'm a president, and I've been a past one, too, and I'm back in again. But there's a little organization decided with donations, and there's two or three scholarships. And they're, I think, $500 a piece, and we just gave a donation. It's for nursing and health care scholarships. And then there's emergency auxiliary emergency fund. That is where, with all the flooding that went on and the hailstorm. And sometimes you have a big deductible insurance, but you need a little more help with the deductible. If they're auxiliary member, they can apply for this and get some money, too, to help pay that back. And then UW-Madison right now, with the Legion and Auxiliary, they have an MIA POW identification project. They're going overseas and trying to find the graves of soldiers that are lost during these wars, because they know they're there, and they found quite a few already, and they're trying to identify, and they're hoping to find all the Wisconsinites, because they talked to veterans and other ones to find out kind of a location where they're at. But they found many other ones, too, for other states. So they're working faster than the government is. So they found more. Girl Scouts troops, we had bought two cases of their cookies last fall, and they were sent to soldiers that were deployed. Badger Girls, of course, we do that. And then we have Rotary Lights. We always get a soldier, and this is our third year, I believe. And this past Christmas, we honored Inez McMillan, because she's a female, but she was a veteran. And this year, we are putting a soldier up for Charlene Kicker. And so she was part of our group. We bought a brick at the Beaver Dam Library to help out the funding for that. And there's a Badger Youth Camp where we bought the week fee to go for it, and it's for kids whose parents are deployed. Can give them a chance to be with other kids that are in the same situation. They can talk and help them out, and some counseling and stuff, and have fun at the same time.
There are so many more we can mention, although I'm afraid we're out of time for this program. We want to thank you so much, Sandy and Lois, for stopping by and telling us about the American Legion Auxiliary. I think it's something that people would enjoy getting involved with or helping support. So thanks for coming.
Thank you for having you. Yes, and like I say, they can contact either one of us if they have any questions or if they would like to join us.
And that'll do it for a special Veterans Day edition of Community Comment here on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Okay. Hey, it's Stacy with Slumberland.